in Orlando of that deadly massacre. I do want to say, though, on behalf of the Joe Show, that our thoughts, our prayers, our love is with the victims' families, the people who have experienced this tragic, tragic shooting that should not have even have happened. And also for the people who are feeling remorse and guilt, who were there and left just before all this happened. Know that we love you, and the support around you will hopefully get you through these bad times. It is wonderful to hear about the people who have lined up for 8 hours right after it happened to donate blood. Also, for all the millions of dollars that are being raised to help out the victims' families through Red Cross. I can't even fathom to know what the people in Orlando have experienced. But know that we do love you, we support you, and we hope day by day things get better. Joining me on the Joe Show tonight is fellow talk show host Verna Nichols. Actually, Verna Nichol-Berry, I apologize. Verna Nichol-Berry will be with us. Producer and PR representative Will Odom. And we'll also hear from jazz artist Brenda Navarette. But right now, let's listen about love. And we'll be back right after this. Right now, I had the pure pleasure of being on her show on OPM Live on Blog Talk Radio, and now I figured, well, let's turn the table. She asked me questions. I'm going to ask her questions. Here she is, the lovely host of OPM Live, Verna Nichol-Berry. Hello, Verna. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for coming and being with us here on the show and being able to talk with us. And I got to ask you this, because usually this gets asked to me sometimes, because I usually don't do a lot of talk shows. It's very rare that I end up being the guest on a talk show, so it was an honor to be on your show. But do you get interviewed a lot, or are you one that likes to do the interviews yourselves?
I get interviewed from time to time. As well as I love interviewing. But yes, I get interviewed.
Nice. Now, your show OPM Live on Blog Talk Radio, how long have you been doing that for now?
Oh, it's for one full year. I would say a year and a half now.
Nice.
Yes. A year and a half.
When does it air that people can listen to it?
It airs Tuesdays and Thursdays. From 6:30 to 7, that's p.m. time, and it's Eastern Standard Time.
All right, so 6:30 to 7 on Eastern Standard Time. And so when they go to, because I know there's a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio, so basically they can just search up OPM Live, and they'll be able to find you there on Blog Talk?
Yes, OPM Live Blog Talk Radio with Verna V. Nickelberry.
Verna V. There you go. And so what does OPM stand for?
OPM stands for Ordinary People Magazine. So OPM Live is an extension of the publication.
Now, OPM, Ordinary People Magazine, this is a magazine that you founded and you decided to do, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, and it's basically a magazine and a radio show dealing with ordinary people?
Absolutely. Dealing with ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Nice. Now, along the way that you've I've done Ordinary People Magazine and now OPM Live, which is an extent of Ordinary People Magazine, that I know you've had lots of people you talked to, lots of people you've interviewed, but just other than myself, I'm throwing me out there. I'm very shy. No, but is there one that kind of sticks in your mind that you've interviewed or like, wow, like, because I mean, everyone I believe has a story, and I mean, we have celebrities on and authors and regular people stuff too, but is there been in the year and a half that you've done the radio show, say, that you've really had an interview stick out and like, wow, that person actually was that great and whatever they did and succeeded in?
Yes, it was one guy, I cannot recall his name, but he was so nervous about doing the interview. And of course you have 25 minutes, the guests have 25 minutes to talk that time. And he's like, what am I going to talk about for 25 minutes? And he has like a distribution company, I do believe, medical distribution company. And believe it or not, he went over the 25 minutes. I was like, wow. He had a lot to share, a lot of great information. I'm assuming that he didn't even know himself that he could talk past the 25 minutes. He was really, really nervous coming on and didn't think that he would be able to talk the 25 minutes. So that one is the one that really sticks out in my mind because he actually gave a very, very good interview. He was very articulate and knew his industry very well, which is a plus for most people that can talk about their industry. But this guy, he really knew his industry. He knew everything, and he did so great in that 25 minutes that he actually went over. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that sticks out in my mind.
That's good, and it's neat that they don't think they can, and then they give more than it's even needed. And you do yours live, like we tape these interviews, and we used to do live, but just the demand for myself now to be able to be here in the studio live every week is just not feasible. So it's easier to edit down an hour, but when you have a half hour show, 6:30 to 7 on Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, OPM Live is the show. Verna Nickelberry, the host and our guest here right now on the Joe Show. But so what do you do then? How do you handle it then where you're like, oh gosh, we're almost at the top of the hour and we're going to be signed off soon. How do you handle that?
I kind of bring them back in, you know, slowly, because I really hate cutting them off in mid-sentence. To me, that's kind of rude. So I do let my guests continue their sentence, and I bring them back in by saying, you know, wow, we only have a few more minutes to wrap this up, and then at this time you can share what you want to share with the audience, you know, a word of wisdom, how we can connect. So that brings them back in. And I'm very, I want to say I'm too time conscious, but I am time conscious because I want to do my housekeeping in the end. So I kind of wheel them back in that way. But it really, I don't like to break their thought mid-sentence. To me, that's kind of, I know we have to, but it's kind of rude in a way. So I try to let them at least finish that one thought before I bring them back in.
And look at the time. That's all the time we have for us. So thank you very much. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. No, no. But no, I totally hear what you're saying, and I totally agree. Now, OPM Live, Ordinary People Magazine. How did you come up with this idea? And of course, the magazine was first. And I think the magazine is kind of, I went online, ordinarypeoplemagazine.org, and it's kind of not really been really up to date since 2013. So I guess you've been kind of focusing more with the radio show I'm guessing, or I could be totally wrong, but how did you come up with Ordinary People Magazine, and what was the goal in that?
Actually, Ordinary People Magazine, the name was given to me in a vision by God, and I just went with it from there. Everything was set up according to the vision that was given. And once I migrated to another state, and we kind of toned it down a little bit to, and then we brought in the radio show to keep OPM relevant. That's how the name came out. That's how the name came about, Ordinary People Magazine. And then it's really, truly is about ordinary people and the things that they do in their community. And the one thing that we truly focus on is finding out how do they give back to the community. What are they doing within their community? You know, sometimes you have really ordinary people just giving back and not really asking for anything in return, especially not asking for any type of accolades or recognition. They're just giving back because that is truly the right thing to do, or should be the right thing to do. If you live within a community, then you should be able to give back to your community without asking for anything in return, you know. But, you know, because it takes a whole village anyway to make a community to work, but being able to give back and not asking for anything in return. That was the whole idea, or that is the whole idea of Ordinary People Magazine, as well as OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. Because I always ask the guests, what do you have going on? Not just in their industry, but in their community as well. And I love to hear those stories of what they're doing within their community.
Along with doing the radio show and the publication and that stuff, what do you do to give back to the community? What does Verna Nickelberry do to give back to the community of her own?
I am in ministry, so most of the time I'm working within my church. If I find a cause, I give back that way. I give back of my time. But most of my time is giving back within my church or any type of ministry that I may be doing.
Beautiful. What kind of ministry do you do with your church?
Most of the time, I'm in Sunday schools or whatever my hands find to do. If there's a program going on, if they need me to be an usher, you know, to man the door, to lead people in, any type of volunteering that I can do without, you know, keeping me, I don't want to say tied down, but anything that I can find to do within my community or giving back, then that's what I do, no matter what it may be. I'm not really, I'm only going to give back to a particular group.
Yep.
If there's a group that's doing something or has something going on and I feel I can put it into my schedule, then that's what I do. If there's a race going on and I can hand out water, I can do that. If there's something going on with the children that I can do, then I can do that.
Verna Nickelberry, OPM Live, shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30. to 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Ordinary People Magazine, OPM Live, Verna Nickelberry with us here. And you said earlier that the show is about a year and a half in, and like my show here is now 9 years. And I mean, you had a goal when you started the show and what you wanted to do. Where or what or how do you see your show grow or continue on over the next year of 2016? Where do you want to see it go? Where do you want to see it expand more? What do you see for your OPM Live radio show?
Well, of course, I see OPM Live continuing on Blog Talk Radio. But my main goal is to come from the Blog Talk Radio and actually become live. And that's sort of started live a few years ago, but that didn't quite work, so I went into the Blog Talk Radio. But my total goal, or my ultimate goal, is to have a live show.
Beautiful. Well, we really hope that that does happen for you. You are a great host with having me on the show. Was there anything that, and there doesn't have to be, but was there anything, and I'll give you free range now, was there anything that you could have think of or could have thought of, that's horrible English, but could have thought of that you weren't able to ask me that you want to maybe know now or figure out now, or you got all your information that you needed on your show?
Now, I really wanted to know, how did you get started, and how are you keeping it going? You know, for me, I get really tired, and it's only me that's hosting the show. Do you sometimes allow other people to host your show when you may be in a crunch, like you want to take a vacation? When if I want to take a vacation, I most of the time have to take my show with me. It's kind of hard for me to get someone in to, you know, to do the show or to host the show. And most of the time, I have one listener who only wants to listen to my show if I'm hosting the show. but to be able to vacation or just take some downtime to have someone else to host my show, I wanted to know, how do other hosts get other people to host their shows?
Well, first of all, and that's a good question. And first of all, to say how I got started, I ended up starting on, like yourself, on Blog Talk Radio and was doing it there. And really, when I did Blog Talk Radio, it was a matter of I had to be there, and that's what it was. And through the luck of being with the producer I'm with now, and through the stations that we've been through, and now the station that I'm on, I don't know how Blog Talk Radio does it or function, but I'm able to tape my show, give it to the station, and they can play it. So I'm able to not have to be in the studio live now, Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern, even though it's a new show. And I always, even when I was on the beginning, when I first started Blog Talk Radio, and my listeners knew, and my people knew, and my followers knew, that in the summertime, June, July, August, were always the 3 months I took off, because as a performer and stand-up comedian, I would take those times off. So my season finale would be in June, and I would finish the end of June, and I wouldn't find anyone else. And maybe that was good, maybe that was bad, I don't know. It worked for me. I've never actually had anyone pitch in for me ever. Knock on wood, I've been healthy and what have you. So really, out of the 9 months of the year, I would, even when I was doing it live, I would be here. Or if the case may be, I would end up having the station play a repeat show. And it would be a best of, an encore show. Now, when I was gone away, though, those 3 months, there would still be a Joe show, but it would be a best of. And I would basically have my team put it all together where they edit it, and it'd be the best of for the whole year. And we do that, and we did that when we moved here on to Ohm Times Radio, and we had 20 weeks, off. Can you imagine 20 weeks off? And we had the best of the best work it. But, you know, when I was doing it on my own, and it is tiring, because I have somewhat of a team now. Don't have a big team, but I have somewhat of a team now. And I do get tired, because you're involved in other stuff, and you do other things. But by the grace of God, he gives me the strength to keep on going. And people are like, how the heck do you do it? And I go, just, hey, if you love what you're doing, and I know you love what you're doing, it doesn't end up being a job. It does end up being tiring sometimes, because it is a lot of work. But, I don't know. You'd have to find someone that would be willing to, or connect with another host and say, hey, can you pitch in for me at this time, would be the only reason or the only other answer I can give you. If you give me enough head notice and whatever else, if you ever need a pinch hitter and you want to take a Tuesday or Thursday off, let me know. I'll pinch hit for you.
Wow, thank you. That's great.
No,
I'm gonna have to hold you to that.
you do that, because it is a hard job. Not a hard job, but it is very demanding of what is done and what's to be done. And yeah, and people don't realize it, that to keep your following, to keep what you're doing, that you have to basically be on and be there, or you lose your people. So, but if you ever,
absolutely,
if you ever need for a pinch hit or whatever else to say, look at Joe, I'm taking off Thursday, or I'm taking off Tuesday, Yeah, I'll be there. I'll do that for you. I won't do it all the time, but I'll do it maybe once or twice for you anyways.
Fantastic.
But Verna Nicholberry, her show is OPM Live on Blog Talk Radio, Ordinary People Magazine. I love it because not only is there celebrities interview, and that's what I like too of my show. It's a variety show, but I feel like everyone has a story. Do they not, Verna?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone has a story.
Yeah, and no matter what they're doing, and they don't have to be, I like your style because it's not that they have to be famous or they have even something to promote. It could be something like you said, it's almost like a hometown hero kind of thing, or a hometown what they've done. And it doesn't have to be hometown, because I mean, you are not getting people just from your area. I mean, look at me, you got someone from Canada here that you had on your show. So I mean, just the recognition and good that they're doing, and I think that's just wonderful. And there's a show like that, like you have, to be able to get the word out there, and maybe gets other people to think too, like, hey, maybe I can do something in my community too, and you get them thinking.
Yes, yes. I've interviewed one lady all the way from Hawaii, wow. And hers was on apparel for women of color, and I thought that was amazing. She was always from Hawaii. I love hearing about the underdogs and what they're doing and how long it took them to get there. And they're so excited, and the entrepreneur that's been doing their thing or whatever it may be for a long time. But the thing is, they didn't give up. And, of course, I always try to put a scripture in there because the word is so true. It's so much going on, and we do understand that God is the giver of creativity. All of our creativity, he gives it to us, and that's what gets so exciting about OPM Live, is that I don't want to say sneak it in there, but I can manage to bring it in there to keep it on the forefront of everybody's mind, and that is what OPM is about. The magazine says Ordinary People, but at the top it says Christian People Doing Extraordinary Things. And I thought about changing it to just say, Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things, but that is how God gave it to me. Ordinary People, Christian People Doing Extraordinary Things. The Ordinary People magazine is for everybody. It's an inspirational publication. Yep, we did our last one, 2013, as we were shifting from one state to the other. But don't count us out for the magazine, because I'm definitely working on trying to get back on track with that. But OPM Live keeps OPM magazine relevant, because it's just, to me, it's the magazine coming to life.
Beautiful. And I got to ask you, because you said you put in the scripture in too. Do you have a favorite scripture that personally, or maybe right now, that speaks to you in your mind? I mean, it could have changed down the road or whatever in months to come, depending on where you're at in your life. But currently, right now, in February, what's a scripture that really speaks out to you? Do you have one in mind?
Yeah, this Hebrews is coming, said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have my Bible with me at all times, but I think that's Hebrews 6. But that's the one of Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And of course, we know what that means. It means we're hoping, even though we don't see it, and we know it's going to happen. We may not be able to see it at the moment, but we have enough faith to know that it's going to happen. Now faith, like right now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I mean, you don't see it, but you definitely know it's going to happen. That is one of my favorites.
And there you have it, the last word there with Verna Nicholberry. Again, her show OPM Live on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got to look her up. She's also on Facebook. Facebook, just what is it, Ordinary People Magazine?
Yes, Ordinary People Magazine is on Facebook. And our link for our website is ordinarypeoplemagazine.org. I am Verna V. Nickelberry on Facebook as well, and Verna V. Nickelberry on all social media.
All right. Well, we'll check you out. We'll like you and follow you and listen to the show. We want to thank you very much, and come back anytime, and we'll do some crossing talk as well. At any time you want me to be there, I'll be there too for you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this here on The Joe Show on Old Times Radio.
Hi, this is Bunny Osmond, and you are listening to The Joe Show.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Raindrops
are falling on my head. Hi, this is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Joe Show.
Welcome back to The Joe Show on Om Times Radio. And joining me right now is a gentleman who I like to thank because not only is he on the show today, but he has given us some great guests over the past few months in our ninth season of The Joe Show. He is a project manager, social media manager, and marketing in Frisco, Texas. He's the CEO of the Next Dimension Marketing and Management. And you've probably, if you've listened and followed us on our Facebook page, have seen and heard some of the guests that he has as clients, which is Dr. Donna Bear, and also Kia D, and Esther Standard, and so much more. And Will Odom is with us now. And hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And before we even start, I want to even say a huge, huge thank you for all the great guests of clients that you have, from Victor to Baby Faz even included, and other ones. I'm forgetting some I know off by hand, but I want to thank you for providing these great guests here on The Joe Show.
Oh, you are so welcome, and we definitely like to thank you, Joe, for giving us the platform to be able to speak to you about various different topics of the clients that we're working with. So we definitely applaud you, sir.
Oh, no problem. I don't care where everyone is from, as long as everyone is listening, and there's a platform here to do this, and I believe everyone has a story, and that's just amazing. And let me start with you and find out the man behind the projects of and the clients and all that stuff. And who is Will Odom?
just a workaholic. I'm an average guy here. Just try to remain humble in everything that we do.
Yeah, well, you definitely are hardworking and working around the clock. It seems to be like there's no rest for the nice. I don't want to say wicked because you're not wicked, but no rest for the nice.
Right.
Now, tell me a little bit about Next Dimension Marketing. Like, I mean, that's a unique name, the Next Dimension, and it jumps out at you. And tell me, how'd you come up with that?
Well, we started the company a few years back here. Don't want to date myself. It was something else, and I had a business partner at that time, and we kept the business going for about a good 3 to 4 years, and then unfortunately my business partner passed away due to cancer, and from there I kind of sat back and walked away from the business, and probably about within that year's time, I started, just sitting down thinking about some other things, and it was more where God was leading me to start the business back up again, but change the name, and it basically led me to, not only are you doing things from a step-by-step level, what you're going to do for people and where I'm taking you is to another dimension, and so from there, that's how the Next Dimension was formed.
Wonderful. And I love that. And you do that, and how you present your guests and bring them forward. And I'm on your website here, tndmaximize.com, tndmaximize.com. And I'm going through here, and is it true that possibly, I don't know if it's one of your clients or maybe have crossed paths or whatever else, but have connected and worked with Barbara from the Shark Tank?
we actually reached out to her about a couple of clients that we were working with in the apparel industry. So we reached out to her, and she did contact us back, kind of gave us some information about that at this time she wasn't going to be able to do a couple of things that we were trying to get her to do on behalf of what we were looking for. But she did give out some great tips, and that's as far as that went.
Oh, well, still, that's pretty cool, though. And I mean, and why Barbara out of all those sharks? I mean, of course you don't want Kevin O'Leary. I mean, look, the guy,
yeah.
he's a little, he's a definite prima donna of the Shark Tank, but yeah.
Yeah, it's too much perpetuity dealing with him. she stood out the most to me because of her business savvy, and then because she also has a heart. And that to me makes more sense to do business with somebody that actually has a heart, but also has the business aspect as well.
Speaking with Will Odom, the CEO of TND Marketing and Management, and Mr. Will Odom also is in highly, which I think, and this is what also attracted me in having you and your clients on this show, is very, I don't want to say religious, but your beliefs are very strong, and
yes.
and my faith is also faith, and my life is faith driven as well. So it was nice to connect with someone, especially in this business, because usually we don't come across that. But you yourself have worked along with world renowned pastors at the Potter House Church down there in Dallas for several years as public speakers and different stuff like that. So, I mean, do you try, and I know this, but for our listeners to hear, do you try to incorporate that not only in your everyday life, but also into your work life as well?
Yes, I do. Having that faith, incorporating everything that we do, basically it takes you to a whole other dimension, and it keeps you focused and grounded even when you're dealing with business and things are not going as you would hope for them to go. But as long as you stay in that realm and then with that focused mind on your faith and business, then you'll be able to see it through. Because sometimes your no's are not forever. The no is just for right now, because there are a couple of things that you might need to tweak and, you know, fine tune on the back end and then go back again.
Do you find it hard, or, I mean, it's very rare that we hear here in this business, faith driven. And I know I just watched, and I don't want to bring politics in this, but I know with the city hall debates that they're having, or however they call them on CNN with the politicians, they're asking about their religion too in that, which
yeah.
was interesting. But do you find it hard with being faith driven on bringing that into your everyday life and approaching different people in that, then they might be turned off by it?
Well, no, because what I do is I'm not trying to, as they call it, Bible thump anyone. But when you do have an opportunity to sit down and communicate with me, I am going to stay core to my core values, but I'm not going to diminish your core values. And we can also meet in the middle. And, you know, because we're after a common goal, whether it's business, family, you know, relationships, whatever that is, you just got to maintain your course. And from there, if I'm here to help encourage and inspire, then, hey, I've done my job.
Speaking with Will Odom, check out his website. Maybe he can speak out to you if you're in the industry looking for marketing or promoting. TNDmaximize.com is the website to check him out. And along with, which I think is really cool, and I don't really think I've ever come across this, where I have the, let's say, the marketer like yourself that provides me guests, I don't really end up speaking A with the marketer, but then I do some research and you are actually involved, like heavily, personally involved in a lot of your clients' organizations. For example, what I'm seeing is like Esther Standard, for example, with her nonprofit organization of Miscarriage Matters. You yeah. actually sit on the board of directors with also with Faz Nation and Victor Faz and Baby Faz, that you are in the there as well, and the director of marketing. And I mean, you just basically sit almost like on every board, Kia D, and on I think it's Verna's or Vera's radio show. You're the show producer, and you're a man of all trades. And I think that is just something that's wonderful.
Yes, yes, it is. And it's amazing. I still have to, you know, hit myself upside the head from time to time just to kind of figure out where do I find the time to do all of these things. But, you know, that's why I just, Lord, thank you and give me strength so that I can continue to move forward and do the things I need to do for others.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. I mean, how do you do it all? I mean, it's just must be overwhelming at times. And then how do you connect for yourself and have will time?
It's all about balance. You have to find it. You have to figure out where to cut things off and what takes precedence. And then it's all about strategy. And that goes into project management. As a project manager, you have to be strategic, understand what your timelines, your due dates are. And from there, I just kind of do the outline for myself so that I can find that me time. And on top of it, now I have some help, so that kind of helps alleviate a lot of the pressure that I was dealing with in the beginning.
Now, I mean, for people who are looking to get into marketing, into management of this kind of field in the media world, is there anything that you can suggest or give that maybe even that you even say that when you do your speeches or whatever else or public speaking that you give of acknowledgement or knowledge to these people who are trying to get in it?
Yes, absolutely. What I would share with someone that is looking to get into the field of marketing or entertainment is just do it. Meaning, go full force. Go all the way in. But in the meantime, while you're doing it, study up on your craft. If it's your passion, then go for it. Don't just look for the instant gratification of finances, because 9 times out of 10, you may not receive that in the first 3 to 4 or even 5 years. But if your passion is there and that's what you love to do, it will open up many other doors and allow you the opportunity to have great and build great relationships with various other business owners and entrepreneurs, especially like yourself, Joe. And that's how our paths had crossed. So that's what I would tell them. Go for it. Don't hold back. Go all the way in. If you're gonna get into it, get into it. But no, it's not a get rich quick scheme. This is your future. This is about building your future and building something for the long haul.
Beautiful. Now, talking about how our paths crossed, do you remember? I'm trying to think here as I was listening to you there. Do you remember how our paths crossed?
I believe, if I remember correctly, we connected by way of Twitter.
Maybe.
I think that's how we saw one another. And I think I reached out to you. No, I remember now. There was a guy that I was, it was an artist, and I was doing some consulting work for him. And come to find out, he actually connected with you maybe about 4 years ago. I do apologize. Can't remember the guy's name, but okay. He's an artist out of California, and they have a group. They're a gospel group, and he gave me your name and contact number and said, "Hey, I think this is a guy you definitely need to connect with." And from there, I sent you an email, and you end up responding within the next 2 hours, which was kind of shocking to me. And I'm like, "This guy is busy, and he's emailing me back."
Yeah. No. And. And well, that's the beauty of the technology of having the iPhone and it all hooked up or whatever, right? And just at the right time, right, at the right place. And it's funny too, because in this industry, you don't know who you're going to run into, and especially with anything, you don't want to burn bridges with anybody, because it's don't know who you're going to meet down the road, or if they're going to end up being down the road again meeting. But there you go. I met someone in California, say, or not met, but connected with someone in California. I've never met them or whatever else, but maybe had them on the show. I've done the show for 9 years now. And then they said, oh, look, Joe was good. Talk with Joe. And then we connected that way. And then it just all networks out. And yeah, that's why in business like this, in any business, especially even, but more so in the media, that you don't want to burn any bridges, because you don't know who you're going to cross and who will help who down the road, or whatever the case may be.
Right, exactly. I couldn't have said it any better, Gerald, because that is so important that, you know, while you're building these relationships, don't burn them, because you just never know. You may have to cross those paths again that will allow you the opportunity to be able to assist either yourself or your clients.
Absolutely. So with that said and done, and building bigger and better for TND, what's to be planned for 2016 that we can see from either yourself or from any of your clients coming up?
Increase. Increase all the way around with business, workers, each and every client that we're working with currently on top of TND, we're building a kingdom business, and that's going to take having the right people working alongside with us, reaching out to various different colleges for interns, which we have done thus far. And from there, we're just looking, you know, above and beyond the things that we even saw or thought, and that's where we're headed, just increase. And let me also add too, Joe, the website, you guys just pay attention, just understand that it is under construction, it's new, so we're still tweaking it. So if you're going there now, it's a little fuzzy in certain areas, but just understand that we're in the process of fine-tuning that at this moment. So by the end of April, it will have a total different look.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So we look forward to that. And by all means, please do keep in touch. We have a lot of great guests from you, and be more than happy to have them on, even as we continue on the Joe Show and many more years to go along.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, buddy.
Oh, no, no problem. Anytime. And all the best down in Texas. And we look forward to hearing from you again.
Absolutely. And thank you once again, Joe. I so appreciate you as always. And if there's anything that TND Marketing and Management can do for you, let me know. You know, you're just a couple of fingers away from calling us.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. It definitely are. And we want you to check out TND too. TNDmaximize.com is a website. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this here on The Joe Show.
Hi, this is Brian Hyland, and you're listening to The Joe Show.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Hello, this is Judy Mann of the Chiffons, and you're listening to The Joe Show.
Welcome back to The Joe Show, and joining me right now is an upcoming, fantastic, wonderful, talented musician. She
comes from Cuba, but she has done some work here in Canada, and she is touring around the United States and in Canada. She has some new music that has just been released earlier this year. And joining us right now is the wonderfully and talented Brenda Navarette. Hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hello. I am fine.
Good. I thank you for being on. And I know we have David who is with us as well, and he's going to help translate if we have any issues, because you are El Español?
Yes, this is my language.
That is
yo
your
language. Español.
All right. Well, no habla Español. Poco poco Espanol.
It's okay.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, David will help out, but tell me, Brenda, your love of music when you started loving music at the age of 9.
Habla de tu cosa con la música a edad de 9 años.
Yes, in the beginning. So my sister studied piano when she was a child. So when she was studying in the school, I had only 9 years. So she asked me, Brenda, do you like the music? I said, yes, I love it. But what instrument do you like it? I say, I like the percussion instrument. Mm-hmm. The percussion? Do you don't like the flute or violin? Or No. I like the percussion because I am hyperactive. I can to be like flute is too calm, so the percussion is like So I prefer the percussion instrument. So this was the first thing I think about music. So that's it.
Nice. Nice. No, very, very, very good. And you hear the percussion in your music, and it sounds very good and wonderful. And I never, you're very welcome. And I never thought of thinking of Cuban and jazz put together. Usually I'm thinking like Latin or salsa music, but is there a lot of jazz music in Cuba?
Yes, the Cuban musician love to mix the jazz with the Cuban rhythm. No, and you know, for in the school, los profesores de música te enseñan, habla, eso lo dicen. Habla de mí, I can't repeat.
Okay, the
teacher school.
Yeah.
The basic scene is in like classic music, romantic music. Well, when you finish the school, you have the technique, the basic scene of music, and then la mayoría de los músicos, the most musicians go to listen jazz for to put in practice. This form of music.
Wow, nice. And I know with that said and done, namaste. We are speaking with Brenda Navarette, and namaste we heard. And how did you come and make and create, and how did namaste become that it is such a wonderful piece?
Okay. Namaste is a mixed Yoruba language and Afro-Cuban music and jazz music and pop too. It's many many style inside Namaste. So it's a song about love, about prosperity, about, you know, light, spiritual song, totally. I'm creating this song because, you know, I am that. I like to be positive. So I talk about positive scene. Mm-hmm. I like to be love. No, for that I talk about love. I talk about the good energy. This is Namaste.
Nice. And you, the listeners out there can visit your website, BrendaNavarrete.com. It's Navarrete.com. You can check out Brenda. And is this your first time in Canada, Brenda?
No, no. I was maybe 2 years ago. So I have done concert,
yeah,
in Toronto and Montreal too. My first time was in the Luminatus Festival, so with Interactivo group, and then the last year I did a concert in the a different club, like Bird Club, like House of Jazz, like the Mod Club in Toronto.
Yeah.
What is the Upstairs Jazz? So,
with being, I know, home is Cuba for you, and you're touring here in Canada, and you've been here before, and you are here again. Do you find the audiences that you perform for different here in Canada than you do, say, in Cuba?
The people, it's different, aunque similar. Son diferentes, aunque similar. Different, but similar. Because, you know, it's different culture, different language, but enjoy the music the same way.
Nice. What do you like about Canada? Have you experienced anything that you have come across that you actually are like, oh, wow, this is neat, or that you really like here in Canada?
I like the, about, you talk about country?
Yeah.
Okay. I like, estás como seguro, es un país. I like this country is safe for the humanity, you know? Mm-hmm. So don't exist violence. The all time I was here, so I see the city like I can walk whatever time, like 1 p.m., like 3 a.m., like 6 a.m., and nothing happened. Like, you know, it's very nice. It's like you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
For these things. No, it's... many clubs for to play music, not to like late.
Yeah. Some of them, no tarde en la madrugada, pero es una ciudad viva, ¿no? Montreal.
It's a lively city.
Yeah.
You know, like you can search,
encontrar.
You can find many clubs, no, in the city. I talk about Montreal and Toronto too. So the club plays many style, so I love it.
Nice. Are you in Canada right now?
Yes, I am in Canada, in Toronto. In Montreal.
No, that's okay. No worries. Do you find it colder here than in Cuba?
A little bit. Yes, it's more cold. here is not cold.
Well, definitely you warm us up with your music. It is very hot and it is great with your music. And we wish you the continued success that you're just starting out with. And I know you're going to be very well known because your music is beautiful and you are beautiful. And we thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me again. So I feel so happy.
Oh, good.
To be part of this problem. So, éxito.
Oh, gracias. Mucho gracias.
Ibu achire omochiche ya lo de Ibu achire omochiche ya lo de Omo darara ile ochaibin Omo darara ile ochaibin Iya lo de ochure
Ibu achire
Akete inle ochumbaile Akete inle ochumbaile Ona ona ochumbaile
Akete inle ochumbaile
Ona ona ochumbaile
Akete inle ochumbaile
Yeo ochumbaile
Akete inle ochumbaile
Ochumbaile ochumbaile
Akete inle ochumbaile.
That's going to do it for us here on The Joe Show. Thank you very much for listening. I want to thank our guests, Verna Nickel-Berry, Will Odom, and again, Brenda Navarrete. Make sure you join us on our season finale next week, Wednesday, June the 22nd. We have some great guests like Donny Osmond and Tony Orlando, so you don't want to miss it. Have a great week, everyone. Remember, don't be ordinary, be extraordinary.